Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever had that moment when you meet someone new and you're like, oh, this is going great? But then there's that awkward silence, right?
Yeah.
And the worst thing isn't the small talk, it's like feeling obligated to be like, yeah, so I had cancer. It's like WHOA, too much too soon. So today, we are diving deep into the world of self-help. And specifically, we're cracking open Jake Bailey's The Comeback Code.
Oh, good one.
It's all about resilience. You can find a link to the book down in the description. But before we get into it, hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss out on future deep dives.
Yes.
All right, so the big question here is, can you actually learn resilience, or is it just something you're kind of stuck with? Like, are some people just born tough?
That's a great question. And you know, Jake Bailey actually tackles that head on. His perspective is really unique because it comes from his own experience battling cancer at just 18 years old.
Wow.
And what's so powerful about the book is that he doesn't sugarcoat it. He's really honest about the mental and emotional struggles. He really digs deep into that.
So it's not just like toxic positivity.
No, not at all.
It's about real tools.
It's about giving you actual strategies to deal with any setback, not just these huge life or death situations.
Got it. One of the first things that jumped out at me was this concept of slowing down. He talks about learning this during his cancer treatment, which I can only imagine was pretty grueling.
Absolutely.
And it makes sense, right? Because it's so easy to get overwhelmed by the bigness of a problem. But Bailey's like, nope, just focus on getting through one day at a time. How does that actually work in practice? Like, how do you shrink the problem like that?
It's all about perspective. Instead of looking at the whole mountain you have to climb, you just look at the next step in front of you. And actually, he tells this kind of funny story about being placed in a room near the morgue.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But instead of freaking out, he finds humor in it.
Oh, wow.
He's joking about it with other patients. And it shows how focusing on the immediate can give you relief from that overwhelming stress.
That's amazing. It's like finding those small wins to keep you going. And this idea of focusing on what you can control, that seems super relevant for anyone, you know, like dealing with work deadlines, relationship stuff. It's not cancer, but it can feel just as overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, for sure. And that's what I love about Bailey's approach. It's like the slowing down technique. It's practical. You can use it to break down those big challenges into smaller steps so they're not so scary.
Okay, so this next concept is where things get really interesting, I think. Bailey talks about this idea of salvaging,
Oh, yeah.
which is basically like actively looking for the good that comes from bad experiences.
Yeah.
And he uses this incredible story of Liam Malone. He's a Paralympic sprinter who lost both of his legs and his mother, too.
Yeah.
It's tragic, but what's so inspiring is that Malone doesn't let this tragedy define him. He focuses on the strength and responsibility he developed as a result of it.
It's incredible, isn't
It's
it?
like turning that adversity into growth, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And salvaging isn't about pretending that bad things didn't happen or trying to be all like happy clappy about it.
Right.
It's about recognizing that even the toughest experiences can lead to what's called post-traumatic growth. It's about asking yourself, okay, what did I learn from this? What unexpected strengths did I gain because of this? And, you know, did any new opportunities open up because of this challenge?
It's like a reminder that we have the power to reframe our past, to find meaning, even in the struggles. I think that's something a lot of people could benefit from, you know, people who are maybe still grappling with something difficult that happened in their past.
Yeah, absolutely. And it encourages them to look at those challenges in a new light and see if there are any little glimmers of growth that they maybe missed before.
And it's not about minimizing the pain, right?
Right, of course not.
It's about empowerment.
It's about finding that good that came out of it, even if it's small.
Okay, so Bailey also talks about those everyday anxieties that we all seem to struggle with, especially like younger generations. There's so much uncertainty about the future.
Oh, yeah.
He calls this streamline, and it's about minimizing those little worries that just take up so much mental energy, freeing up space to tackle the bigger, more important things.
That makes sense.
And he specifically talks about anxieties around using a career path, relationships, all those things that keep young people up at night.
Oh, I remember those days.
So, what's his advice for dealing with that?
Well, he really emphasizes the importance of putting those anxieties into perspective. He says, ask yourself, will this even matter in 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah.
And often the answer is no. So by letting go of those smaller worries, you can reduce your stress and focus on the things that really do matter.
Love that. He also tells this really relatable story about Will Jordan, the All Black rugby star. And get this, he almost quit rugby in high school. Yeah, he felt lost, unsure about his future, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And it really highlights how even those small decisions can have a big impact down the road.
It's true.
But it's never too late to change course, right?
Exactly. And what I find interesting about Will Jordan's story is it's not just about making the right choices.
Right.
It's also about being resilient enough to adapt and change direction if you need to.
So it's okay to not have everything figured out perfectly.
Exactly.
It's okay to make mistakes and adjust your path as you go.
Yeah, embrace the uncertainty.
I think that's such a reassuring message for anyone who's feeling that pressure to have it all planned out.
It's a lot of pressure.
And speaking of support, Bailey talks about this principle he calls stand alongside, and it's about how important community is when you're going through tough times.
That makes sense.
He uses this incredibly moving story of Abbas Nazari, who is an Afghan refugee. This guy faced unimaginable hardship. But what struck me was that despite everything, he stayed optimistic, focused on the opportunities, and he thrived in his new home, thanks in large part to having a strong support system.
It's amazing how much of a difference that makes, right?
It really is. It shows that we don't have to go through tough times alone.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not just about receiving support. It's also about being there for others.
Oh, for sure.
Lending a listening ear, offering encouragement, creating a sense of belonging. It all ties back into that resilience we're talking about. We're stronger together.
Absolutely. We can draw strength and inspiration from each other.
100%. And you know, it's interesting because Bailey builds on that idea of community. And he talks about how important our values are for resilience. He says that identifying your personal values and actually living by them, it gives you this compass, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To guide you through those tough times.
It makes a lot of sense because your values give you that framework for making decisions, especially when things are hard.
Exactly.
He even uses this inspiring story of Chloe Swarbrick. She's a young political leader. And he talks about how aligning your actions with your values, it makes you more resilient.
Yeah.
It's about being true to yourself, even when it's tough. I thought that was really powerful.
Yeah, it's about authenticity. It's about integrity. And living in alignment with your values, it strengthens your sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you a solid foundation to handle whatever life throws at you.
Right, right. And he even provides a list of values in the book to get you thinking, but he really encourages you to go deeper.
Yeah.
Figure out what really resonates with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not about adopting someone else's values. It's about finding your own.
Exactly. It's like defining your own compass. Okay, so this next concept, this was a huge aha moment for me. Bailey talks about finding meaning, not just in the big achievements, but in the everyday struggles. And he uses this example of Zoe Hobbs. She's a champion sprinter. She struggled with a lot of self-doubt, but she kept going because she found meaning in pursuing her athletic goals, even when the training was grueling. It's about finding purpose in the process, not just the outcome.
It's funny because when you recognize that meaning in what you're doing, it actually makes those challenges more rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're connecting your actions to a bigger purpose, something beyond just the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of purpose, it fuels your resilience. It gives you that strength to keep going when things get tough.
It's like that inner drive that keeps you motivated even when you're facing setbacks.
Exactly.
But Bailey doesn't just stop at mindset and values. He gets really practical about building resilience. He talks about actions that go beyond just positive thinking.
Oh, that's interesting. What does he say?
Well, he dives into self-care. Things like exercise, sleep, mindfulness, even limiting alcohol.
Makes sense.
And he doesn't just say do these things. He explains the science behind it, how they affect brain development and mental health, especially for young people.
Because those are all super important.
I was really surprised by how much emphasis he put on these practical things. It's not just about being mentally tough.
Yeah.
It's also about taking care of your physical and emotional well-being.
It's holistic.
Yeah, it is. Giving your body and mind the tools they need to actually function, especially when things are difficult. So what are some of the key takeaways for our listeners when it comes to these practical steps?
Well, he really stresses that even small changes in these areas can have a big impact on your overall well-being, getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
It improves your focus, your mood, even your physical health. And then regular exercise. That can reduce anxiety, help you sleep better, just make you feel better overall.
He also talks about the importance of downtime, which I think is so crucial these days.
Oh, yeah. With everything going on.
He calls it the default mode network, or DMN.
Yeah.
Which is basically how our brains process information and make connections when we're not actively focusing on something, like hitting the reset button.
I like that, the reset button for your brain.
Exactly. And he points out that if we don't allow ourselves this downtime, our brains are going to take it anyway.
Oh, that's so true.
Right. It's like when you're trying to concentrate, but your mind is just wandering.
All over the place.
Exactly. So giving ourselves permission to zone out, you know, whether it's through meditation, spending time in nature, whatever helps you relax, that can actually make you more productive and focused in the long run.
Yeah, because you're giving your brain that time to rest and recharge.
Exactly. Rest and rejuvenation, essential for resilience.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that balance between pushing yourself and giving yourself a break.
And this ties into his discussion about alcohol, especially for younger listeners.
Oh, right.
He shares some pretty interesting research about the negative effects of drinking before the age of 18, particularly on brain development.
Yeah, that's a critical time.
He's not saying don't drink, but he's encouraging informed choices.
Right, making conscious decisions.
Yeah. And thinking about those cultural and peer pressures around drinking.
It's tough, especially for young people.
He also comes back to that concept of purpose and meaning, using the story of Zoe Hobbs, the sprinter, to show how finding that purpose can fuel your resilience.
It's like connecting your actions to something bigger, something that makes it all worthwhile.
He also introduces this interesting concept of sisu. It's a Finnish term that basically means courage, determination, and perseverance in the face of adversity, like this unwavering resolve to keep going no matter what.
I love that, Sisu.
Yeah. And what's cool about it is it goes beyond that tough it out mentality. It's about facing those challenges head on, but with dignity and focus.
Enduring with strength. I like that.
But you know, he also acknowledges that it's important to seek support and express your emotions.
Oh, absolutely. Bottling things up doesn't help anyone.
He even shares a really personal story from his own cancer journey where he describes breaking down in the hospital shower, just overwhelmed by everything. It's a good reminder that resilience isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending to be strong all the time.
It's about being human, right?
Yeah.
Acknowledging those struggles, processing those emotions, and finding healthy ways to cope.
It's okay to not be okay.
Exactly. And seeking support, it's a sign of strength, not weakness.
And this leads us to Bailey's closing message, which is incredibly powerful. It's this idea that we all have a responsibility to live our lives to the fullest, especially when you consider how fragile life can be.
It makes you think.
He talks about his experience in the Children's Cancer Ward, being surrounded by these young people fighting for their lives.
Wow.
And it had a profound impact on him.
I can imagine.
It made him realize that he'd been given this second chance, a chance that some others weren't so lucky to have.
Right.
And it gave him this incredible sense of responsibility to make the most of every opportunity.
That's beautiful.
He asks readers this really thought-provoking question. He says, "If someone else had been given your chances, would they have made more of them?"
It really makes you stop and think about your own life, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you think about how you're spending your time, what you're prioritizing. It really is. It makes you realize that we shouldn't take our time for granted.
Not at all.
Bailey's time in the Children's Cancer Ward, it's a powerful reminder that life is precious and unpredictable.
And it's like a call to action, isn't it? To really live intentionally, to chase those dreams, to make the most of every single opportunity.
And it's not about like reaching some big crazy idea of success.
Right.
It's about finding that meaning in the everyday stuff, connecting with the people you love, and just enjoying the ride, you know,
Yeah.
even with all the bumps along the way.
Exactly. It's about the simple things, appreciating the beauty around you, being grateful for what you have.
And ultimately, Bailey leaves us with this really powerful challenge. How can we take what we've learned about resilience and use it to face our own challenges and make the most of every opportunity we get?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
It is. It's like he's inviting us to take his story, his insights, and really apply them to our own lives. Because resilience, it's not something you're just born with.
No, it's not set in stone.
It's a skill, and you can build it up with practice, with self-awareness, and with a willingness to embrace the tough stuff that comes your way.
Absolutely. It's about being open to learning and growing.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the comeback code, I want to hear from you. What really resonated with you? What was your biggest takeaway from Bailey's message? Hit us up in the comments and tell us your thoughts. And hey, if you enjoyed this deep dive, don't forget to give us a like and subscribe to The Deep Dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating exploration of knowledge and ideas. Until then, stay curious and keep learning.